This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, listen to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning. We're live from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between, over to Flint and the Lakeshore. We are smoking up your backyard. Going to bump up against 50 degrees today. Got our January thaw going. Awesome day to get out in your backyard and make it happen. Create a little grill envy with the neighbors. You know you're going to be out there taking down those Christmas decorations, and you're going to work up a thirst and a hunger, and the Grilling Guys are going to help you through it. But right now, I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking over there, Bob?
Oh, we just want to say welcome to WBCK 930 Battle Creek and WKMI 1360 Kalamazoo Talk. Welcome these new stations onto our network. We appreciate being in all those locations. And I was just thinking of putting my lights up for next year right now because it's so nice out and I didn't get them up in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right now we want to say welcome and good morning and howdy do to Colonel Denny Gillum, Frontlines of Freedom, and a very good friend of the show. Welcome,
Bob.
Colonel.
Bob Jop, glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, hey. We needed a little help with this Second Amendment thing. And you're like, you know, first of all, if you've ever heard Frontlines of Freedom, he's on a lot of the same network stations we are on the Michigan Talk Network.
Yep.
And it's basically you're a retired Army colonel, and you teach now at the Grand Rapids Community College.
I teach American government, the Constitution.
Yeah. Wow. How about that?
You know, just as a, since you're talking about guns, here's a thought. So if making guns illegal will take them off the streets, maybe we should try that with heroin and meth.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah,
make them illegal.
Didn't work though, did it?
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Just the criminals have the heroin and meth now.
That's true.
Right. Oh, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm being set up to be a criminal, is what we're talking about, because I got a safe full of guns. A safe
well,
full,
no,
by the way.
The good law-abiding citizen will turn over all his stuff, and then the criminals won't.
Right.
That's just how it works.
And if we gun owners are as violent as the anti-gunners say we are, we should all be dead now.
Right. You'd think we'd have killed each other off.
Yeah. Anyway, this all starts with the Second Amendment, right?
Right.
Second Amendment, part of the Bill of Rights, was not in the original Constitution. The Bill of Rights was not in the original Constitution. It came about 10 years later. Back in the day, there was no national army. Every community had their own militia. If you were 16 years old and a male, you were part of the militia. Not you could be. You were. I mean, not if you're physically in capacity. Right. And when you were called out to do whatever, you were expected to come armed with a rock, a sharp stick, whatever, and they preferred firearms.
Right.
So that's the genesis of the Second Amendment, so that the militia can be armed. Oh, by the way, mom is supposed to stay home and defend the house, too. That was
so she needs a gun, too.
Right. Uh-huh.
And knows how to use it.
You know, this is interesting. Let me read this, because the Second Amendment is not a long document. It reads as this, I quote, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." That's it. It was plain, it was simple, and it was to the point, and it was purposeful.
Mm-hmm. The right of people.
Right.
Now, what anti-gunners have said for a long, long time is, but now the National Guard has replaced the militia, so we don't need that anymore. Doesn't apply, because nobody's debating whether or not the National Guard should be armed. Yes, the National Guard traces its origins to the militia, but no, they didn't replace the militia, because the militia was every citizen, and it still is every citizen, because nothing's changed that. And the logic behind this was, our country had just broken free from England, which is a very strong centralized government. The king, the monarch, and the prime minister had all power. We were now creating a stronger national government than we'd had before, and we were all nervous about it might get so powerful it would control us. We did not want too much power in our federal government. So one
thank
of
God
the
we're not there.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. So they wanted an armed militia so that if this new central government they were building got too frisky, too much control, the armed citizens could take them down. The theory was that when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And that's the logic behind the people who wrote, James Madison, I think, Jop is who.
Right, yep.
That was their logic behind the Second Amendment. And one, we needed armed people now because there were all kinds of difficulties. Two, going forward, we wanted to be sure the people were free.
That rings true. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're talking with Colonel Denny Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom. Not a typical Grilling Guys topic here, but we're picking this because the Grilling Guys, Jop and I, and lots of our listeners love owning our guns. We love hunting, target shooting. We just like all things, you know, weapons and defense. It's just part of being a guy. And when somebody starts affronting those rights, I have this microphone, and I want to say my piece. And I think right now, this is really important to me because I hear all these little backstanding, you know, little whiny, you know, what's-his out there crying about guns, and you know, they didn't ever want us to have them. I mean, these PC police have been out there for years. Every time something comes up, they go, "Oh, gee, you shouldn't have a magazine that holds more than two bullets." And oh gosh, why do you need to shoot 10 bullets? And why do you need this caliber? And why? You know, go back to the kitchen and make your tofu wrap or whatever you're doing, but stay out of my grill.
Bob, look at it this way. Not everybody likes everything. We were talking earlier.
Sure.
I don't really care for beer. You guys do. But I have the right to like it or not. You have the right. Well, what do you need a what do you need a car that'll go over 100 miles an hour for? Huh? You can't do that legally on the streets.
No, but you can get to 60 in 3 seconds, and that's your right.
But
right.
If it'll go over 45, if it'll go over 100 miles an hour, what do you need that for?
Well,
you can play what do you need it for. The question is, why should you think I shouldn't have it?
Right.
That's the issue.
Right.
Makes you think you can take it away from me?
If you set a law and I adhere to the law, then I should have a right to take it. And that's what we're talking about here.
This is
part of a law.
Yep.
It affords me a right. And as long as I conduct myself within the law, then that right is mine. It's inalienable. And I believe that we should be able to do what we do in this country. And we don't need another amendment to take this away. You know, the only one in my research when I did this, the only one is we had prohibition as dictated by an amendment, and then they did another amendment to take prohibition away. But that thing was debated for almost a century, right, before that happened. So this is not a knee-jerk thing. We've really got to spend time and energy researching this. And right now, Denny, you got a couple statistics, and maybe we'll get to those in the next segment, but about the number of people that get harmed with a gun versus like a ball bat or even auto accidents. I mean, it's a crazy statistics that are out there.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's true. The number one instrument for assault in the United States is a baseball bat.
Right, and we're not talking about assault. That's not what we're here for. We're the Grilling Guys, but this one strikes home. It rips a chord because this is a right that we have, and I don't want to be an outlaw, but I also have never been an outlaw either, and I own a lot of guns.
Article on Drudge from Pravda. If you remember Pravda, any old history buffs, Russian history buffs will remember it. Go to the Drudge Report, look at the Pravda, and it says Americans don't give up your guns.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Pravda means truth in Russian.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We're going to perfect a shish kebab where you can skewer anything. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.